This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Laura has weakened to a tropical storm after blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours early Thursday. The system came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane and is being blamed for two deaths and widespread damage around Lake Charles, an industrial and casino city of 80,000 people. It is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. this year. In an AP interview, Sulphur, Louisiana resident Ben Reynolds, who headed to family in Texas, says he's glad he did not try to ride this one out.
Our police chief in Sulphur, where we live, said at 2:45, said I stayed in the same building during Rita, and that was a cakewalk.
Forecasters had predicted an unsurvivable storm surge. More than 580,000 people were ordered to evacuate, but some did stay behind. Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. Laura is now headed toward Arkansas. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In his acceptance speech 4 years ago, Donald Trump promised he was the one who could save America.
I alone can fix it.
But from racial unrest to the virus panic to deliver a unifying address, but rather repeat the message he gave last week. Joe Biden not only cannot fix it, he'll make it all worse.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy.
Aides say the president will use a patriotic backdrop in describing the nation as imperfect but making progress, in contrast to Democrats whom he says simply don't love America. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday that countries should actively test people to find coronavirus cases, even if they are mild or don't show symptoms. Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead for COVID-19, said when officials are investigating clusters of the disease, testing might need to be expanded to look for individuals who have mild or no symptoms.
Again, what's really important is that testing is used as an opportunity to find active cases so that they can be isolated and so that contact tracing can also take place, where you identify all of the contacts of a known case and that they can be quarantined.
The advice comes days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention switched its guidance to say that asymptomatic close contacts of cases do not need to be tested. Russian prosecutors said on Thursday they saw no need for a criminal investigation into the sudden illness of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who his supporters suspect was poisoned. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The Interior Ministry said it had launched a preliminary probe, but that this was routine. Navalny, who's 44, is in a medically induced coma in a Berlin hospital. He was airlifted there on Saturday after collapsing during a flight to Moscow from the Siberian city of Tomsk. The German clinic treating him said its initial medical examination pointed to poisoning, but Russian doctors who treated Navalny in a Siberian hospital have contradicted that diagnosis. According to Russian prosecutors on Thursday, German authorities have agreed to cooperate on the case. The transportation unit of the Siberian branch of the Interior Ministry said it has inspected the hotel room where Navalny was staying in Tomsk and the routes he'd taken in the city. It said it has also analyzed video surveillance footage from the area. It added that it didn't find any drugs or other potent substances. Navalny has been a thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. As some segments of the U.S. economy show signs of a rebound, the number of Americans applying for jobless aid remains persistently and historically high. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports just over a million people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was a drop of 98,000 from the week before. Before the coronavirus pandemic, claims had never exceeded 700,000 in a week, but the number has been above a million most weeks since March. In all, more than 14.5 million Americans are collecting traditional jobless benefits right now. That's up from just 1.7 million a year ago, a sign that many American families are depending on unemployment checks to keep them afloat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.